Dance Gala Greensboro, The Vital Grace Project, is Friday, September 20th at 7 o'clock in Acock Auditorium. It's the opening night of the 17 Days Festival. Vital Grace Project Director and University of North Carolina at Greensboro Associate Professor Dwayne Cyrus danced with Martha Graham and Alvin Ailey before beginning Cyrus Art Production and choreographing his own works. In Dance Gala Greensboro, Dwayne hopes to engage a range of communities with works by Graham, Charles Moore, and others. Images from Dwayne's book, Vital Grace, The Black Male Dancer, will be projected on a large screen behind the dancers throughout the performance.
The focus for the Vital Grace Project is men in dance. The reason why I have that focus is because many of the mentors that influenced me and helped to advance my career were male dancers. Even as a young man, when I didn't even know how I was going to do it, but I knew I wanted to dance, I would go to the library and look at books, photography books on dance. And I'd look for people like Alvin Ailey, Dudley Williams, and the images of them moving helped inspire me and encourage me to know that I could reach my goal. So later on in my career, after meeting some of those people, after working with some of those people, I created Vital Grace, The Black Male Dancer. It's a dance photography book that I co-authored with a New York-based photographer, Joanne Savio. We created the book as a tribute to male dancers of color. So we have images of dancers in it, students, professionals, and we also have interviews with a few dance icons, including Gregory Hines, Bill T. Jones. And so the concert is a dancing version of that concept. What we've done to expand the idea is make it a multi-ethnic cast. Rather than just focusing on male dancers of color, we've also included dancers from North Carolina Dance Theater, Aaron Bell, who's a teenager, and he's an excellent ballet prodigy, and he'll also be performing. So Vital Grace Project is celebrating men in dance. It also includes dance and photography, which connects us back to the book. And Vital Grace is about engaging different communities. David, I believe that if it were not for someone believing in me as a young artist, I would not have the position that I have now.
Put it in context in terms of culture in America today and the importance of those connections that you formed early on.
It's important for young people in general to know that someone believes in what they're doing. And not everyone has the same vision. So some young people want to be artists, there are doctors, there are all kinds of talent. We use the term creative class here in the Piedmont Triad region. It's a wealth of artists, talented people in our creative class here in Greensboro. My goal with Vital Grace Project is to encourage that growth and support that growth, empower those young people to know that the things that they believe in, especially around the arts, that is valid and they can pursue those careers and realize those careers.
University of North Carolina at Greensboro School of Music, Theater and Dance Associate Professor and Artistic Director of Cyrus Art Production, Dwayne Cyrus. Dance Gala Greensboro, The Vital Grace Project, is Friday, September 20th at 7 o'clock in Acock Auditorium. It's the opening night of the 17 Days Festival. There'll be a pre-performance lecture open to all ticket holders from 6:15 to 6:45 and a post-performance reception for audience members at 8:30. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.